ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। गुड मॉर्निंग। इट्स सच अ ब्यूटिफुल फैमिली वी ऑल हैव। ईच बाबाज चाइल्ड इज अ चोजन वन। सो ऑल ऑफ यू हु हैव अराइव्ड फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम, यू आर मोस्ट वेलकम इन योर ओन होम। Baba's home is your home, my home. And we are all here because God chose us from different corners of the world and put us here. So it is such a big honor to be chosen by God. People might make wrong choice. For us, you know, many times we make bad choice, wrong choice. But then God's choice, we are all are God's choice. So God's choice can never be wrong. God's choice can never be, you know, weak, bad. So we are all most elevated children that He chose us, and He is with us to nourish us every moment, holding our hand, make us walk, never allow us to fall. Yeah. But then we just have to feel His love with that faith. If I have that deep faith, then I will be able to experience God with us, being with us. Feel He is making me walk. Feel He is holding my hand. Feel He is with me every moment, not allowing me to be unhappy, not allowing me to fall, not allowing me to go through, you know, the difficulties. Because God is with me. But that faith, that conviction makes us feel that. Madhuban is a place where you don't have to really make much effort. We can naturally feel Baba's vibrations. It is so easy and natural for us to experience. One is to know knowledge, and one is to realize and feel knowledge. We have been listening to knowledge for a while, maybe for 1 year, 2 years, whatever, how many ever years. But then how much have I understood the knowledge, the depth of the knowledge, and to what extent I am being able to feel that? One is intellectually I understand knowledge. One is to feel the knowledge from your heart. To be able to align with life. And so, why is it so natural here in Madhuban is because Baba has set a routine. You know, in Laukik life, we all had a different way of life. Our lifestyle was different. Our routine was different. But then here we have a set of routine. You know, we have a definite routine life. This time, this time, this time, this. So we... things happen so automatically in that particular, you know, respective time. So mind is also set. It's like a mind mapping, you know. Like we have the GPS when we go outside to unknown place. You just turn on the GPS and then that will take us to the destination. So when we come here to Madhuban, it's like your GPS is on. Your mind, you don't have to think too much. But automatically you know, you're taken to that path because your GPS is on. It's, you don't feel you're lost. How many, anybody feel lost here? You come to Madhuban and I feel I don't know where I'm here. I'm lost, especially the first timers. Oh my God, coming first time to India, coming first time to Madhuban. Such a big complex. Nobody to ask even, you know, like I'm lost here. Anybody feel lost here? Okay, how many of you feel belonging? How many feel, oh my, it's home? Though I've come here for the first time, I feel it's my place. Like I've been here before. Even if I don't feel that I've been here before, but I feel it's like, you know, that sense of belonging, like very homely, very warm. It's cold outside, but warm inside. Yeah. Because Baba, through his tapasya, through his renunciation, through his sacrifice, through his every thought, he has built this vibration. Prajapita Brahma, the Adam, the Creator, through whom God directly descended, spoke. This is the place. And where all those, all the dadis, all the senior dadis, who were with Brahma Baba, the great deity souls, you know, through their tapasya, through their renunciation, their every thought. So the positivity is a very, you know, a common word here. Outside in the world, positive thinking is a big thing. But here positive is the first step. But elevated, beyond positive, is divine, elevated state. And then those souls who have been here, Brahma Baba was here, and then through his, you know, word, thought, action, the vibration is built. And it's so natural. Every brick here, every corner here, you can feel that spiritual vibrations, even without making much effort. But all that I need to do is to allow the mind to be quiet. You know, when we come to Madhuban, we don't have to think too much. If you really have to want to take the maximum benefit of your stay here, allow your mind to be quiet. And remember, every bit here is an experience. Because, you know, I always believe that nothing in life happens, you know, like coincidence or things happen without a reason. We are here for a reason. At this point in time, reason. With this group, has a reason. Everything has a reason. You know, when we really trust God, when we really belong to God, when we really accept from the heart that Baba is my father, my parent, my beloved, my friend, my everything, then he designs our life. You believe this? Well, it's more than belief, it's real. It's, you know, like sometimes this is real, because even in the life outside, when you get married to someone, or you go, you know, you are, like you're born in a house, a child is born in a house, parents are responsible for the child, yes, no? Yeah? You go get married, you go to another house, they are responsible. But when I have taken a spiritual birth, Shiv Baba, You know, Bab, Dada, my parent, my father, my mother, my friend, my protector, my everything. When I believe, when I accepted that him as my father, my mother, my everything, don't you think he'll take care of us? Yes? No? If I've taken my spiritual birth, and he is my parent, it is responsible. But then I need to, why parents are responsible for a child? It's because the child is surrendered to the parents. You know? And if I allow my mind to be quiet, if I really have that, for me, another term, another word for love is surrender. If I really love God, if I really accept God as my mother and father, another word for love is surrender. It means I allow myself to be used, to be designed for Him to give me the experience, for Him to give me the best. Yeah? Any parent would like to give the best to their children. Yes? You like to give the best to your children. So don't you think God will give us the best? Many times what happens is we get stuck with little things. When my mind is extroverted and we begin to see things, we begin to see people, we begin to see, you know, little situations, we try to allow the mind to get scattered all over, allow my mind to go there, go here, think about that person, think about this, think about all that is not necessary for me, then I can't, you know, like I'm blocking myself from that divine experience. I'm blocking myself from my own fortune, rather, I would say. You know, God is trying to give me the best. He's trying to give me the best experience ever in my life. But then these unnecessary interruptions is blocking me from having that beautiful experience. So home is a place where mind and body is relaxed. And here, the soul gets relaxed. Mind, body, intellect, everything is so much relaxed. You feel that sense of relaxation from within. Now here you don't have anything else to do. Yes? You don't have to do the shopping, you don't have to babysit your children, you don't have to go to your office, you don't have to cook, you don't have to wash, you don't have to, you know, there are no other things except you and your personal issues. It means Baba has allowed us, rather I would say liberated us from all the worldly things, and He has made us to put us here in Madhuban. He has brought us here. So this is a place where, you know, the healing takes place. It's just not that I'm relaxed, but then it's a place of healing. You know, when a person very sick, the sick patient is hospitalized, is admitted to the hospital. You know, why hospitalization is necessary? So that the doctor or group of doctors or maybe paramedical staff, whatever, can give complete attention all the time. Every moment. So that the patient is healed completely. So we are here for the rest, you know, for 2 weeks or maybe whatever time you're here. So every moment you're taken care of. Spiritually, God is watching. Yeah? And it's a period of healing. You know, I do listen to knowledge. I've been listening to knowledge for a while now. But then unless and until I don't churn the knowledge, I can't imbibe. I can't really practice it. I can't make that knowledge a wisdom. I can't make that knowledge, you know, it's like personalizing. I can't personalize the knowledge because I feel this is knowledge and this is I. And there is a big distance between me and the knowledge. And I'm making lot and lot of effort to put that knowledge in me. And listen, why I feel the knowledge and the practice, the theory and the practice are too, you know, like it has a big distance is because I'm not churning it. You know, churning is a process of personalizing it. And it becomes like the knowledge becomes a part of me, my being. So this is also a good chance for me to churn the knowledge the whole day because I don't have to think about my kids here. I don't have to think about my husband, my wife, my father, my mother, my ex and my Z, whatever. I don't have to think unless till I get back home. So what is that I have to think here? You see? And this is also a chance where one is understanding knowledge superficially. I went through the course. Now I know what soul is. I know what supreme soul is. I know about, you know, 84 births. I know karma. I know cycle. I know blah, blah, blah. But I know them. Every point Baba speaks has depth of ocean. And so Baba says, you know, like Baba's ocean of knowledge is ocean. It has been summarized into, you know, like in a form of a small course or whatever. But then it's actually its ocean. So it is my job to get into the depth of the ocean, to find the meaning, the depth. And then I begin to relish the knowledge, enjoy the knowledge. I know, this is what it means. And more I churn on it, I understand the depth, my yoga becomes very clear. My yoga becomes very, like, I begin to enjoy meditation. I wouldn't sleep away, I wouldn't feel boring, I wouldn't feel monotonous. I wouldn't feel, oh my God, like, you know, I get tired in meditation. Many times, you know, Baba's children get tired in meditation because, like, I'm trying to avoid all the unnecessary thoughts. Then again it comes, again avoid unnecessary thoughts. Sometimes negative thoughts come in, sometimes the past come in, sometimes the people come into the mind. Every time taking them away one after another, mind get tired. You see? So now meditation is a beautiful, you know, like Baba has taught us, a method to enjoy life. It's like I plug in myself into that ocean. I plug in myself into that ocean of love, of peace, of joy, of bliss. And bliss is such a beautiful feeling. You know, sometimes, like, you know, we have many channels in the television. There are many channels in the radio. We keep changing the channels, you know, one after the next. So now I can also plug into, you know, my mind into sometimes to the channel of love, into the channel of peace, into the channel of bliss, and enjoy that. So if I'm not able to plug in, how will I get charged? You charge your mobile, your laptop every day, whenever it gets discharged. So it's been so long that the soul is discharged. So Madhuban is a place where I will be charged completely. until you get back here again. Come back to Madhuban. It's like complete charging, uninterrupted charging. You know, sometimes we charge and maybe the socket is loose or the plug is something loose or there is fluctuation in the whatever electricity or something is wrong somewhere. So sometimes it gets charged and sometimes I say it's not charging. I've plugged in but it's not charging. So there is some interruption in there. There is something that is loose. There is something that is not, you know, proper. That is not, you know, helping my battery to get charged. But Madhuban is a place where I can charge uninterrupted. You see? Uninterrupted charging. All the time. Because I'm free from rest all other things. And so you just have to allow yourself to be. Just be. And don't get into the worldly, you know, talks or worldly things here. You know, you find your friend, you are from the same center, or you're from the same city when you meet each other. Then you get into the talks. Okay, you're from that place? Yeah. You know that place? Oh, yeah, we are so close. The world is so small. We didn't know each other unless we came here. And then we are so happy to meet each other. Okay, what about that? And what about this? You know that place where you went? Oh, you know that person? Oh, yeah, I know that person also. Okay, you know that person? I thought she's so nice. Oh, you thought so nice? No, she's this and... So we get into these talks. You know, when you know a common person, common place, common things, we go back to the... Because it's so easy to switch back to world. Because that's the sanskara we've been carrying for 63 births. But then here is a place where I'm going through cleansing. You know, when you go to any naturopathy clinic, they try to detoxify. How many of you have been through the detoxification? Anybody gone through detoxification? I'm talking in terms of, you know, world outside. Yeah, outside world. Go through the detoxification by drinking some herbal things, by taking some tablets, drinking some water, being on a diet or whatever. So if you go to a herbalist, if you go to a natural, you know, a natural treatment or maybe Ayurveda, whatever, the first thing they do is the cleansing. They say you have to detoxify yourself. There's a lot of toxins in the body. Whatever the aches and pains and, you know, the little diseases that's popping up is due to the collection of toxins in the body. So the first thing is you have to drink a lot of water, drink that and drink this, and then you detoxify and then half of the disease is gone. And for the rest of the half, just this. Very easy. Now here Baba says, knowledge itself is medicine. Blessing is a big medicine. Yes? And then meditation, what I do, the practice of meditation, I practice meditation from my own interest is detoxification. Because it's my personal effort to detach my mind from all the, you know, four corners, all over, and then connect, focus my mind to one. Detach from my own body, detach my mind from all the other bodily beings, and connect or focus. Remember one. Just remember one. When I remember one, automatically I forget the rest. So never make an effort to forget, but always make an effort to remember. My focus should be always to remember one, remember one, remember one. Never think the other way around. Never think I have to forget my people. Oh my God, I'm so much attached to my daughter. I have to forget the body. Only then I will be able to remember Baba. I have to forget this. I have to forget my past. More and more you remember to forget, more and more you remember what you have to forget. And that becomes, the groove becomes deeper. So whatever my past, my waste, my unnecessary, that will be automatically taken care of. Don't worry about that. My only focus is to remember. Just add on, keep putting the good fresh water, fresh water, fresh water. Then all the mud water, dirty water overflows. Don't think about throwing the, dirty water. I have no strength to throw the dirty water. More I remember about the dirty water, more I'm stuck in the dirty water. The sanskar of the dirty water becomes deeper. I know I have dirty water. I know I have to throw the dirty water. But don't remember about that. All my focus, all that I need to remember is to add on the good, add on the good, add on the good. To remember, to plug on to that pure, to that love, to the happiness, To plug in there, just plug in and be, let it charge. And enjoy that. The biggest strength human soul has, please listen carefully, the biggest strength human soul has when soul is happy and enjoying. When I'm happy and I'm enjoying, I get so much strength to face anything, to do anything, to change anything, to deal with anything. The moment I feel depressed, sad, unhappy, I get stuck. Half of my energy is gone. I lose half of my energy. My strength is gone. And with half a strength, and with half other unnecessary negative thoughts, and my past failures, failures of others, failure of this, it really suppresses all my ability, talent, all my goodness. So, just be happy here. Be happy as much as you can. Be happy from inside, like open up, happy. Happy? No. If you know, then you would smile at least. I don't see you smiling. You see? You're at home. Happiness from the heart. It's not happy because I got this. It's not that I'm happy because I got this. It's not happiness because I have someone to help me. It's not that happiness that I got a good room. No. This is not happiness. I'm happy because sun is up. I'm happy because, all my laundry is done. Which is a big headache. No, this is not the happiness. This is something, a feeling that I get independently, not depending upon anything outside, external. It's an intrinsic, deep within the being. When I get plugged to that ocean of happiness, that pure form, the pure sense, the pure feeling of happiness that I receive from Baba is such a beautiful feeling. It gives me so much strength. like little children, when they're very happy, they jump, you know. Have you noticed children? So we are also Baba's children. My heart should jump in happiness. You can do it physically also, because it's okay. If you feel happy, you can do that. But then that should be the happiness. It's you know, like always Baba says, super sensuous. It's not the sensuous joy, but it's a super sensuous happiness. The joy, the enjoyment, what I experience is super sensuous. So there are many terminologies in knowledge that we have been hearing so far, but then this is a place where I can experiment it. I can feel it. I can really, it's a place where, of course, your home, your office, it's no less than a laboratory. You know, you have to experiment there. But then here is a place where it's undisturbed. Rather than using the word experiment, it's an experience, a place of experience. You can sit down and get into that state of experience very easily, because you have that atmosphere. You can't create this ambience back there. Where we can create, but you don't have. You should create, but then you already have it here. And so it's easy for us to experience Baba. You see? And then especially like the day you go down to meet Bab Dada. See that if I practice from now to keep your mind quiet, allow my mind to be very quiet. I don't mean in terms of, you know, quietness in terms of words. You can talk, you can enjoy, you can eat, you can sleep. But then quietness is something where I don't allow my mind to go into waste, go into unnecessary, go into negative, go into something that is I'm not connected to. It's not related to me in any way, you know. Many a times we try to allow mind to go into those areas where it's actually not connected to me. I'm not related to that. It's nothing to do with me. And that is also, like, more and more I allow my mind, then my energy is wasted, no? Because you allow your mind to go into all sorts of unnecessary directions and my energy is wasted. Here not only I preserve my energy, but then I enhance. I feel more and more, because that's what I'm going to carry with me when I leave from here. So remember, it's the time for me to reintroduce myself, redefine myself, to see myself, in a different phase, to see myself in a different form. People go to salon, people go to, you know, spa, they go to the beauty, whatever, clinic, because they want to see themselves in a different, they want to see themselves differently. But then this is a spiritual spa where you can feel yourself differently, see yourself differently. Others can see you, feel you differently. Because there they can clean the skin or maybe color whatever. But then here it is coloring inside. You know, that nourishment we get from inside, the soul. And it's just not for now, for an year, for an hour, for a month. But then it's for 21 births and for the whole cycle. It's such a beautiful place. Never think it being ordinary. This place it might look ordinary, people might sound ordinary. Things seem, you might have seen, you know, good places, very attractive people, very attractive things, very attractive speakers. But then here you might see, you might feel things being very ordinary. But then try to see the feeling behind it. Here, it's not the word, it's the feeling which is very important. It's not the word, but it's the experience behind the word is very important. Because eventually it's the experience that's going to stay with us. The words might change, terminologies might change, people may change, but ultimately the experience what you carry stays with you forever, and it's the experience that's going to give the strength to the soul. It's the experience and the strength of the experience that enables me to bring that transformation that I desire. The kind of transformation I want to bring in myself, in my being. So when we talk about the inner being, it's more a subtle thing. So don't see what appears, but try to see what is underlying, you know, back behind the appearance. See the feeling, see the experience. And then the lastly is like, try to enjoy every bit of your stay here. Try to take every bit as a part of your experience. I'm sure since your first time, your food, you might feel a bit funny about the food. You might feel a bit funny about the things surroundings. But that's a part of your experience. And see the spiritual blessing, vibration behind the food that's cooked. It's offered to Baba. It's a bhog, no? It's not by the taste, but then it's beyond that, it's offered to God. And it heals the soul. You know, many times we take the medicine, it's not good. No medicine is tasty, yeah? But it's that medicine that's going to cure the disease. So Brahma Bhojan is a medicine that's going to cure sanskaras, our nature, our habits, help us have better meditation, better connection with Baba. You know, nowhere in the whole world can we get the food cooked by celibate people or yogis. Do you get anywhere in the world? You go to 7-star or 10-star, whatever hotel, or you go to any place where things are variety and been, you know, decorated, fabulous. But then, it's not cooked by yogis. It doesn't have that spiritual vibration. It's not offered to God. That doesn't have Baba's blessing, Baba's vibration. That's not healing. But here, Baba's food is healing. Everything here is a healing place. So let go all the bitterness, the pain, that I've been carrying it for a while now. Please remember when you leave from here, your heart is completely free and clean from all the bitterness, all the pain, all the past. Let go your past. You leave your past here. Leave the bitterness here. Leave your pain here, leave your stress here. go as an angel. As a very beautiful, sparkling angel, sparkling lights, to show the path to others. I am a light, sparkling, but a light that not only sparkles for itself, but to be able to show the path to others. Yeah? So you're very, very fortunate to be here in Madhubana at this point in time. Many times Baba says you have come home before it's too late. So you're very, very fortunate. You have to give a pat to yourself. You have to feel that fortune. You feel your own fortune. Be proud of yourself being so fortunate. God chose me right time before it's too late. And He brought me to Madhuban before it's too late. I'm able to meet my unlimited family that I travel with them all through the cycle of 84 births. We are all together the whole cycle in different, in a relationship, in different forms, in different ways. But we are all on the journey. And the confluence age is the only and only time where we all meet together as an unlimited family. We don't know physically, nobody know each other, but the soul, we all have traveled through the cycle and we are back home. Yes? Okay? Any questions? While you're here, please take care of your health. We have a little dispensary. Anybody need any medicine, please avail the, you can take the medicine. You can take the help. You need any particular diet, you can tell your guide, whoever is with you. Feel home. Yes, please. You said you have something to say. Anyone have any question? Yeah.
Actually, I want to ask about super sensuous joy. Baba mentioned about super sensuous joy, but also he taught us a lot of physical, in terms of physical things. For example, when he described the golden age, we have good health, we have beautiful kingdom, we have a nice relationship, etc. So for me, I feel a little bit conflict. Because it seemed to be like quite physical things. So can you clarify that point?
Om Shanti. Sister Marcia from Brazil, she has a question. She wants if Sister Manju could go deeper in the aspect of Amritvela, telling the analogy about the analogy Baba mentioned sometimes as being the dawn of the day, the end of the night, the beginning of the day, as in the cycle. There is the analogy of the confluence age as being the end of the night of the iron age and the beginning of golden age. If you could talk about a little bit.
Any other questions? Okay. Yes, please.
Om Shanti. In Amritvela timer, how to go in deep?
Okay. The super sensuous joy is only in the confluence age. We don't have super sensuous joy in the golden age. Because we don't have knowledge in the golden age. We don't have Baba in golden age. There is no, you know, the deep knowledge like what we have in golden age. So there's no God consciousness. We don't have to practice soul consciousness because we are already, that is our natural state there. Here we have the comparison of the Iron Age, the Golden Age. We know what Golden Age is. We know what Iron Age is. And Baba now is teaching us to detach from the body. Now, through my mind, through my intellect, I can experience Golden Age, I can experience Confluence Age. I know the experience of Iron Age as well. And I also can experience the subtle region, the soul world. I can connect my intellect also to God to experience that joy. Now it's nothing physical, it's all here. What I, you know, the mind can travel. That's the journey, you know. It's journey and destination. Our whole spiritual life, yoga is a journey. Baba says it's a pilgrimage. It's a journey. So it's a travel, it's a journey of mind, the soul, no? The soul can experience the joy from God. It's nothing that because I have beautiful, you know, like palaces. That's all physical. That begins from the Golden Age. But we are here in the confluence with God. So only with God that we can experience that super sensuous joy. No other time in the whole cycle can we experience the super sensuous joy. So that's a different age. Different time. This is different age and different time. Only in this time we can experience super sensuous joy. Because God is with us. No God in Golden Age. Is that clear? Yeah? Amritvela is a time in the confluence sage Baba has created. Even in the world outside, the morning time is naturally very pure. Elements are quiet. People's mind are comparatively quiet. So it's more peaceful time. And that is the time where it is very, very comfortable and favorable for spiritual experiences. All religious people and spiritual people use this time. For people outside, it's a very good time to rest. For spiritual people, it's a very good time to achieve attainment. People who are awake all night, they fall asleep around 3:34. Those who say can't sleep all night, they can fall asleep for, because it's a quiet time. Even the restless minds can fall asleep that time. And Baba has given importance to Amritvela because this is a time where Baba, you know, it's an appointment with God. Baba has given the appointment for his children. It's an open appointment where God keeps all his treasures open and all Baba's blessing we can experience then. It is the time where the experience becomes very easy, when we compare to the daytime. And this Amritvela is the foundation for the whole of the rest of the day. You see? Now we don't know what's going to happen the whole day. What sort of situations we may have to meet, what sort of people we may have to meet, what will be the mood of the people, you see? How people will behave, what sanskara I might, you know, have to face. We don't know what's going to be the rest of the day. But then when I prepare my mind in the morning, fill myself with energy, that no matter what the situation, how people behave, what will be the mood, but my mind will stay undisturbed because I have energy to cope with the situation, cope with people, I will not react. I will be able to be very happy, maintain my happiness and peace rest of the day. Because Amrit Vela, many times Baba says, this is a time where I massage children with nourishment. I feed children with nourished food. You know, Baba gives children with that nourishment. Because this is an appointed time for Brahman children. No? So as a father, mother, you know, give that personal time to feed, to massage, to feel that strength in the soul. If I miss, I miss. But remember also just waking up in the morning, coming here and sitting and falling asleep here, then oh, Baba says, Amrit Vela, I have to get up, Amrit Vela. I get up. But getting up, you know, like mechanically, getting up as a ritual may not help that much. We'll still have marks because you still got out of your bed in the cold. You were able to win over, you know. That's also big maya, no? To get out of the bed is also a big maya. So you were able to win over the maya, got out of the bed, came here. That's a good thing. Baba will give us marks. But then, to create that, you know, to become soul conscious, to connect with Baba, talk to Baba, play with Baba, you know, to get that nourishment from Baba, then that's the joy. The super sense was joy we experience very easily in the morning times, because then we haven't started our day. Our routine has not started as yet. It's our personal time, because from after like 5 or so, then we begin to do our routine duties, you know, household duties, then washing, cooking, blah, 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 all that rest of the things, preparing and all that. But then that time, 4 to 5, is a time where I give to myself. It's my appointment with myself, my appointment with God, and God's appointment with us. Yeah? But I can talk to Baba, I can chat, I can experience, I become soul conscious, I experience detachment, I experience being incorporeal. For the rest of the day what I do, how I remember Baba, you can also plan in Amrit Vela that today I'm going to remember Baba as my friend. Now, like today is Monday, whole day Baba is my friend. Tomorrow is Tuesday. So remember Baba as your, maybe a mother. And Wednesday as your father, or Sunday as your friend, you know, Thursday as your guru, Saturday as your beloved. So you can just, because this is only time where I have a chance to live with God. I'm sharing my life with God. The whole cycle, we share our life with human beings. My life is with humans. Where they always give sorrow, sometimes happiness, sometimes most of the time sorrow. Little happiness, more sorrow. But in one life, that too for a little time, live with God. God as my father, God as my husband, God as my beloved, God as my companion, God as my friend. God is my grandfather. God is my child. All relationship, because this relationship, they have a lot of happiness. Why these relationships are created? Because it's these relationships that gives us happiness. The sense of, you know, the joy. If I'm not able to experience all relationship with Baba, then my mind will get caught up with some human relationship, and I always have problems with human relationship. Today the biggest problem we face in the world is problem of relationships. Hurt, pain, bitterness, deception, you see? Hatred, enmity. There are so many things that we are facing in the world today in relationships. Jealousy. So this is only time where we experience all relationship with God. And in every relationship we derive that happiness. In every relationship we enjoy the taste of love, the true love. The essence of human life is experiencing true love. And that's only possible when I have that relationship with God. Without love, your life becomes tasteless, monotonous, boring, dry, thirsty, hunger. But when I experience the true love from God, it's a nectar that fills in my being, that quenches all my thirst. My hunger is satisfied, and I'm content. And this is the true state of contentment that we have to experience. And once I'm content, my inner being is content, then my mind is so stable, quiet, no question, no worries, no stress. Because I'm so full. Like little child when crying, you feed the child, stomach full, the child will sleep happy. Now child will not cry. Even if it's not sleeping, it will not disturb you. It will play happy. It will not bother the mother. The sheet is clean, nappy is clean, stomach full, child is happy. Yes? How many of you have children? See? Now I am also a child. What makes me content? Ask yourself. Okay? Om Shanti. So have a wonderful stay in Madhuban and enjoy every moment. Not every day. Every moment. And just be happy. Forget about everything. You are in a different world. Alright? Om Shanti.